Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, time for the vibe check on this beautiful Friday morning. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just checking on your good vibes.
Yes.
Let them rip, Breezy Breeze.
Nico and Steve-O checking in with their vibes. They're really up today.
What's up, guys?
It's the last Friday before we leave for our Thanksgiving trip next week. So excited for that. Love you guys. Hope you have a great day. We love you, too.
Yeah.
How was Pizza Thursday?
Hope you guys have a fantastic Thanksgiving.
I know. This person didn't tag their name, and I'm not really sure what's happening. They just basically said, I don't want to see my mom constantly complain this year. I can't take it. I don't know if that's for the holidays or...
You know
the
what?
Turkey or...
It's probably relatable. I asked the family member you don't want to see at Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's true.
That's probably
that's what they're referring to.
Who do you guys not want to see this Thanksgiving? Tell us why. Who is it and why?
Mm-hmm. Who else is here? Oh, Kathy's here.
What's up, Kathy?
Kathy says, hello, I'm in my good vibes because today I'm going to see Wicked with my husband.
So are you.
I know.
Which theater? AMC? You guys going to AMC? You can't sing. Don't you dare sing.
I'm going to AMC with duct tape over my mouth.
I know.
So.
They actually have a sign. This is no singing allowed. It's a 3-hour film. How are they going to stop somebody from belting? They're not.
I'm going with my blankie. I'm so excited. Ooh, me. So, that'll be fun. Yeah, so what's everyone else up to?
Hopefully all good things.
What about you? Vibes?
Pretty good. Isn't it payday today?
Oh,
it is payday today, is it not?
I forgot about that.
Yes, it is. We absolutely love that. All right, we'll
I never remember when payday is. I just like go into my account like, oh yeah, cool, I got paid.
Yeah, it's bi-weekly for most people. I do miss getting paid every single Friday. That was nice.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Not a lot of companies do that. Wegmans pays you every Friday. They want to make sure that their employees are able to take care of their finances. And I was like, that's good on them.
Love that.
I don't think Tops does that. Vibes are up, Breeze. Like I said, it's payday. It's Friday. I'm not 100% sure what's popping off this weekend. The Bills are not playing on Sunday. They have a bye week.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, yeah, I feel pretty, pretty, pretty good.
Amazing.
I love that for me.
Mine is Wicked tonight. Super excited about that. A lot of events. I had the show last night, Wicked tonight.
Uh-huh.
I have nothing Saturday, which is iconic. Sunday, I'm going to Toronto for a concert. It's a lot. You know what I mean?
You're going to a concert.
I need to stop traveling so much.
I don't do concerts on Sundays, like that type of stuff. No.
I know.
Those days are over for me with doing a concert on a Sunday. No, thank you.
I know, but it's my girl. I had to go see her.
Who?
Chelsea Cutler. My fave. My absolute fave. So,
not sure.
I know. I like a lot of like underground artists that like nobody knows about. So, yeah, with my girlfriend.
I will be doing some writing though. Working on that script. Got to write you in there, Breeze. Haven't gotten to that yet.
What script?
I told you, I'm writing a feature film.
Oh,
I've been working
on
it. Yeah, you know.
Oh,
I've been working on it.
Okay.
I haven't got to your part though, but
are you doing it for Moosterpiece Theater?
No.
Oh.
Well, maybe when it's done. Yeah, sure. Just got to make it first.
Perfect.
You can only go to the well once, so this is a project I'm probably going to ask people. I'm going to need a little cash. You know what I mean? We're going to need some funding on this one.
It's the GoFundMe for me.
We're going to get all of the local establishments involved. I need food. I need drinks. I need catering. I need porta potties. The works. So if you can see it here, you can hold it here. You're not looking at me. If you see it here, you can hold it here. All right, guys, let's get serious for a second. Let's talk about Spirit Airlines, the Motel 6 of the skies. What's going on with them? Because the question that everybody's been dying to know is Spirit going out of business? Because they did file for that Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And a lot of people, with Thanksgiving being next week, are going to be flying Spirit out of Rochester. And people are concerned. And listen, I get it. I'm going to give you all the details on why this cockroach of, well.
Oh, my God.
Let me get serious here. I'll give you all the details on why this Motel 6 of the Skies is going to continue to fly. And don't worry, I'm going to put you guys at ease. I have a lot of jokes coming up with the big story of the day as well. All right, guys, thank you for your good vibes this morning. It's Friday. It's Peaks by Mornings. Big story of the day is coming up next.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
It's the question that everybody's been dying to know. Is Spirit Airlines going out of business? What's up, guys? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Well, I'll tell you one thing. They have filed for bankruptcy, this we know. And yeah, there's been a lot of raising concerns among travelers that are booked on flights out of Rochester Airport. And despite the filing, the low-cost carrier is not going out of business. No, no, no. The Motel 6 of the skies will still carry you to your locations. The only caveat is you have to fly the plane. Spirit Airlines is they're basically restructuring under Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, that's what you have to do.
Right, and there's a lot of financial losses. They lost $2.5 billion since 2020. And what do you think they blamed it on? Of course, COVID.
COVID.
And the airline is working with bondholders to kind of reduce its debt. But they blame their debt on the struggles that took place during COVID and people not being able to fly as much. So Spirit Airlines expanded into the Rochester market in 2022. And they're offering daily direct flights to Orlando and Fort Lauderdale. In an open letter to customers, Spirit says it expects to continue operating its business in the normal course throughout the prearranged, streamlined Chapter 11 process. The company stated guests can continue to book and fly without interruption and can use all tickets, credits, and loyalty points as normal. I didn't even know they offered loyalty points. This is news to me.
Absolute news to us.
Gary Walker, who's a senior staff member at the Rochester Airport, confirmed that Spirit has been transparent about its bankruptcy filing and is continuing business as usual. We expect no interruption in our local service from Spirit, he said in an email, but Spirit Airlines remains operational and plans to emerge from the bankruptcy process in the first quarter of 2025. So the company also confirmed that its employees and vendors will continue to receive payments with a smile on their face.
Gorgeous. You know, I went to book a Spirit flight once. I was like, oh my God, it's $3, but it's going to take 4 days to get there. So,
yeah. My favorite story about Spirit Airlines is there was this one dude who got sick on a flight to Florida, and a flight attendant started yelling out, "Is there a doctor on board? Is there a doctor?" And a passenger yelled out, "Yeah, right. Name one doctor that flies Spirit."
I'm dead. No, I'm dead.
Oh, man.
So funny. I'm like, why does it take 17 hours to go to Orlando?
I feel like Spirit is so cheap. They just tape a picture of clouds to the window and drive you to your next location.
Yeah, no, fully.
All right, guys, coming up on the show, tell us the family member you don't want to see at Thanksgiving this year and why. 585-252-9800. Be honest. We all have that one family member we dread seeing. And listen, you want to be discreet? That's fine. You don't have to give us your name. Who are they? We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
All right, let's do it. Welcome back to the show. It's Friday, PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The family member you don't want to see at Thanksgiving. Tell us who it is and why. 585-252-9800. So we would love to hear from you on this. I think it's relatable. We all have that one relative that we do not want to see on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Feel free to change your name too, guys, if you want to be discreet. We got no problem with that. So we asked this question going into commercial break. Gina sent us a text saying, I have zero interest in seeing my brother-in-law this year because he's so full of himself. He's vegan. And every time he comes over, my husband runs around making sure there's enough food that he can eat, and he typically just ends up canceling last minute. He is the worst. Yeah, I can understand. I can understand why that would piss everybody off. Sure, you gotta bend over backwards so they cancel. Yeah.
This person says, "I must say, the one family member I do not want coming over to my house for Thanksgiving is my Aunt Jill. She always comes with one pack of Walmart cookies and leaves with three plates of food and a pocketbook full of canned soda."
I love those people. They bring nothing. Here's a can of cream corn. Let's fill up the Tupperware, baby. Like, I can understand bringing your own food, too, if you're vegan. But anytime I've ever witnessed that during, like, Thanksgiving, it doesn't look right. You have this beautiful, just beautiful laid-out table.
Mm-hmm.
With all the trimmings, and then at the end of the table is just Tupperware of like curry and lentils and tofu. It's just,
One of these things does not belong?
Disgusting. It completely ruins the aesthetics.
100%.
And I never understood hardcore vegans either, because they constantly will complain about how miserable they are, but they'll continue to eat healthy. It's like, do you really want to live that much longer?
Right.
If you're so unhappy, stop torturing yourself.
I, like, don't have a family member on my dad's side that I don't want to see. I feel like they're all pretty chill. And if I'm being honest, the only reason I say that is because directly after dinner, everyone's, like, sleeping. Like, we're all, like, passed out. Like, yeah. It's so... My dad's snoring, shaking the whole house.
Oh, he does it in front of everyone?
Oh, he... No shame. My dad does that everywhere. He'll do it. He'll do it in a movie theater. He doesn't care.
Oh my god.
He doesn't care.
No, thank you. See, I'm so worried, like, about snoring on a plane. I've never passed out on a plane once.
He's like, so beat. I've been hunting all morning. It's like, some of us have to work around here.
Yeah,
you know
but
what I mean?
You know what? You're in his house, so.
No, that is true. I mean, he can literally do whatever he wants. And I join him. I go and take a nap as well.
We play a game.
I think it actually pisses my whole family off. Because I like my dad will just fall asleep on the couch. I like actually go upstairs and like put myself to bed.
Yeah, that's fine. I get that. I mean, everybody's wearing sweats.
And then I come back down for charades at 7.
We like to play a game in the house where how much can you eat before you can't raise your hand anymore.
Oh, right.
I don't want to see my cousin because the last time I sat down to have a meal with him, he told me I was fat. And then he brought me into the bathroom.
Yeah, he did do that.
He brings me into the bathroom to weigh me on a scale in the middle of dinner.
That was bad.
I'm not letting him ruin my Thanksgiving.
Well, I think you should like want to see him this year because you've literally lost like 100 pounds. So
that's news to me, Breezy.
Okay, you lost like 20, but still, you lost weight.
I haven't seen him since. I don't think.
Well, show him the video that we did.
Yeah. Let's go to our intern Jackie. What's one person who do you not want to see at Thanksgiving?
Oh, 100% my uncle, and I want to preface that he married in. I am not related to him.
Tea.
I am not related to this man.
Why do you not want to see him?
Because whenever he always invites us over, and then he acts holier than thou for inviting us over and thinks he's so great for doing that.
That's tough.
And then he'll go to bed at like 5 p.m. and get so mad at us for being loud after he goes to bed.
Ew, what? This guy sucks.
That's cringe.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like he's really fun at parties.
Love going there.
He's like hosting you, but like you have to like kiss his feet as he's walking around.
Yeah. Quite literally,
like,
yes.
Jackie's like shining his shoes for no reason. He's like, bow. She's like, what?
That's tough. This person, count me out with seeing Cousin Ross. Or excuse me, Russ. I can't stand the guy will complain about the food and not bring anything, but is the first one to grab a plate and get drunk.
Yeah.
Michelle says, my husband. He's a Debbie Downer and ruins every holiday. There, I said it. All right, we'll save that one for when we do There, I Said It, but thank you, Michelle.
This person says, my daughter invited her boyfriend without asking, and I'm not excited to see him. There's way too much drama around their relationship, and I want absolutely nothing to do with it, There, I Said It. We're not doing There, I Said It, but thank you so much. That is relatable.
That is so great that she took it upon herself to invite the boyfriend without asking you guys.
I'm excited because this year is the first year... my girlfriend's coming to Thanksgiving. This is the first year I've ever actually done Thanksgiving with a partner. Like actually, excuse me, the whole thing through and through. Like, I've had partners come over in the past and have dessert and, like, do charades and stuff.
She's doing the whole five-course thing.
The whole shebang.
Wow, that's
at
good.
My parents. And I'm very excited about that because my dad's side of the family, my aunt is her mom. Like, not, like, literally, but... looks like her mom, talks like her mom, acts like her mom. They're the same person. It's so weird. And my aunt has this really weird draw to my girlfriend. It's really weird. It's actually quite freaky.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
But they're very excited to see each other.
You don't want to get too drunk and accidentally slip into bed with your aunt.
Oh, that is true.
Then let me finish it off with Katie here. Hi, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My Aunt Rose is coming to my parents this year, and she usually stinks. So we're all very much looking forward to her hugs and close talking. God. That's great. Love you guys. Thank you. These were awesome. This really brightened up my Friday morning.
Simply amazing. Thank you so much.
98PXY. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.